This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP Washington correspondent Tom Regani reports that President Joe Biden's Mideast trip now faces massive setbacks.
The president will now only visit Israel. He planned to meet with Arab leaders in Jordan, which has now called off the summit after a deadly explosion at a Gaza hospital. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas had earlier pulled out in protest of the attack, which Hamas blamed on an airstrike by Israel, which in turn blamed it on a misfired Palestinian rocket.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani. The WHO is speaking out against the strike on the hospital in Gaza.
The World Health Organization on Tuesday condemned the attack on the Al-Ahli Al-Arabi Hospital in the north of the Gaza Strip, with Dr. Richard Peppercorn, a WHO representative, calling it unprecedented in scale.
This attack is unprecedented in a scale, but WHO has seen consistent attacks on healthcare in occupied Palestinian territory.
Ahmed Al-Andari, WHO Regional Director for the Eastern Mediterranean, said early reports speak of hundreds of fatalities and injuries.
The hospital was operational with patients, healthcare givers. Early reports indicate hundreds of fatalities and injuries.
I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
A draft congressional report on Brazil's January 8th riots has accused the ex-president Jair Bolsonaro of being the insurrection's mastermind. It also recommends that he be criminally charged with attempting to stage a coup. The report, released on Tuesday by a senator, follows months of hearings by a committee investigating the insurrection. It cites evidence, including phone records. It proposes charges against Bolsonaro, including the violent overthrow of democratic rule. This is VOA News. Signaling more turmoil ahead, Republicans rejected Republican Representative Jim Jordan for House Speaker on a first ballot on Tuesday. At a surprising 20 holdouts, denied the hard-charging ally of Donald Trump. The GOP majority needed to seize the gavel. Additional voting was postponed as the House hit a standstill, stuck, while Jordan works to shore up support from Republican colleagues to replace the ousted Kevin McCarthy for the job. Reluctant Republicans are refusing to give Jordan their votes, being the Ohio congressman is too extreme for the powerful position of House Speaker, second in line to the presidency. Next votes were expected Wednesday. India's highest court on Tuesday declined to legalize same-sex marriage and left it to Parliament to decide on that matter. More from Reuters correspondent Edward Barron.
The court agreed with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government that the legislature is the right forum to rule on the matter and address what were called the human concerns of same-sex couples. The unanimous order by a five-judge bench was a huge disappointment for the large LGBTQ community in the world's most populous country. It came 5 years after the court scrapped a colonial-era ban on gay sex. Asia largely lags behind the West in accepting same-sex marriage, with only Taiwan and Nepal allowing it in a continent where largely conservative values still dominate society.
The head of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, said Africa oil and gas resources can alleviate energy poverty. It is a position criticized by climate change experts. Details from Reuters correspondent David Doyle.
Haitham Al-Gais, head of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, made those remarks to an energy conference in South Africa's Cape Town on Tuesday. It's a position often used by the fossil fuel industry to push for increased oil production in Africa. Climate change experts, however, argue that in African countries with large reserves, proceeds have mostly filled the coffers of corrupt political elites and have not helped tackle energy poverty. They say that the corruption that comes with petrodollars often leads to a worse delivery of basic services.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has returned to the New York civil fraud trial that imperils his real estate empire. He watched it, deplored the case Tuesday as an employee and an outside appraiser testified that his company essentially put a thumb on the scale when sizing up his property's values. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.